إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself that a day will come when we will be asked one question, and that question is Man Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? My brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that that is not a question asking for information. That is a question which is questioning us about a relationship. A relationship that is more important than any other relationship that we can have in this world. A relationship that was our relationship before we came into this world, and a relationship that will last long after we have left this world. A relationship which is the only relationship which can help us when in the hour of need. Especially at the time when there can be nobody on the face of the planet who can be of any use to us whatsoever. No matter what we might like to think, the fact remains that that relationship is the only relationship which will be of benefit to us, and without that relationship we will be lost. Oh Allah, how we will be lost. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself that let us not fall into the trap of the dunya in such a way that we lose out and we become amongst the biggest losers that ever lived, even though on the face of the dunya we might have wealth and we might have power and we might have influence. Because a day will come when all that wealth and all that power and all that influence will be left behind, and we will be lying in our qabr, in our grave, alone in a dark hole in the ground, in a state where nobody but nobody can even know what is happening to us, let alone helping us. When the malaika come for us, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them in a very, very frightening way, and he said that they will be of a very frightening countenance. The eyes will shine like balls of fire, and they will come digging up the earth behind them. And they will ask this question not in a polite and nice and soft manner. They will ask this question in a very harsh manner. Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And on that day, my brothers and sisters, the only answer which will save us is an answer that we will be able to give only and only if we actually have that relationship. And that answer is Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. You are not saying Rabbun Allah. You are not saying our Rabb is Allah. You are not saying Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of the worlds. You are saying Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the only and only way that we can say that is if in fact we spend time in building that relationship. And therefore, I ask you to ask yourself this question and say, what is the investment that you are making in that relationship? Why do I use the word investment? Because you know and I know that meetings can be accidental, but building of relationships is never accidental. Building of relationships is conscious. It is an investment. Those relationships are built and they become strong in which we invest our time, our money, our resources, our emotions, our spirit, in which we invest our tears and our smiles. My brothers and sisters, we can meet accidentally and then we can decide not to build a relationship. But when we decide to build a relationship, believe me, it needs investment. And the same is true with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. The most important relationship, the most beautiful relationship, the most powerful relationship, the most useful and beneficial relationship, the relationship which cannot be compared to any relationship on the face of this earth, the relationship with Allah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu reminded us about this relationship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, and whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our sudur, open our breast to Islam, to make our breasts open to Islam, and to illuminate our hearts with the noor of Islam. And Allah continued and said, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to lead, to go astray, whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to leave them to wander, he makes his breast closed and constricted. He makes him stressed out and he makes him frightened. And he makes his breast closed and constricted as if he is climbing up into the sky. Thus, imagine this simile that is given. What happens when you climb on top of a high mountain? Your breathing becomes difficult. Your heart pumps harder. Your chest tightens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining this. And he's saying, as if he is climbing up into the sky. Thus Allah puts the wrath on those who do not believe. My dear brothers and sisters, these ayat came for those who were actually not Muslim. But I wonder today how many of us are in this situation where our hearts are filled with the fear of this world, where our hearts are stressed out, where we are trying to make money hand over fist in any way we want, any way we can, where we are willing to align ourselves with the enemies of Allah in order to make money, and we think that is how money will come. We have forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Raziq, and He said about Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah said, I do not need you. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is al-Razzaq, and He feeds you with His power. We forgot this, and we thought that people will feed us, and therefore we are running behind people like beggars, like animals, and waiting for them to throw us morsels from their tables. And we hate to align ourselves with Allah. We do not like to be seen as Muslims. We do not like to be recognized as Muslims. We do not like to be with Muslims. We do not like to be close to masajid. We do not like to be close to the ulama. We want to be close to those who are not Muslim. We want to be close to those who are the enemies of Allah, because we think that money will come from them. How sad it is. We were supposed to be close to those who are not Muslims in order to present Islam to them, not to complain about Islam to them, not to wash our hands of Islam in front of them. But see what we are doing. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, I warn myself and I warn you. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who choose the dunya over the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذُكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ فَذُكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَشَدَّ ذِكْرَهُ فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so when you have accomplished and finished your manasik of Hajj, remember as you remember your forefathers. Remember Allah as you remember your forefathers, or with a far more remembrance. Meaning that just as your forefathers are real to you, just as you have a relationship with your forefathers, have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be much stronger than that. And you should remember Allah even more than you remember your forefathers. And then Allah said, but of mankind there are some who say, our Rabb, give us your bounties in this world. Our Rabb, give me money, give me power, give me influence in this world. And for such, there will be nothing in the hereafter. I warn myself and you, remember this. Remember this. And then Allah said, and of them there are those who say, our Rabb, Give us in this world that which is good and beneficial for us, and give us in the hereafter that which is good and beneficial for us, and save us from the torment of the fire. I ask myself and you, how much do we remember the Akhirah? How much do we remember that time when we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What kind of choices are we making? We are choosing the dunya over the Akhirah. We are choosing money over the hubb of Allah. We are choosing money over closeness to the house of Allah. We are choosing money over closeness to the people who are in the house of Allah. We are choosing those who deny Allah, who commit shirk, over those who do not commit shirk. I ask you and I warn you, beware of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to make an enemy? Don't make an enemy of Allah. Because if you make an enemy of Allah, then truly there is no one in the world who can help you. Make no enemies, and if you have to make an enemy, choose someone other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this with this ayah, I want to complete, because this is the completion of the hujjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ هَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي هَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ هَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُوتِيهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبِ. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever desires the reward of the hereafter, we will increase him in his reward. And whoever desires the reward of this dunya, we will give him that, whatever has been written for him. And in the Akhirah, he has no portion. There is nothing for him in the Akhirah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, choose wisely. Choose wisely, wallahi. Do not believe that this is a joke. Do not believe that this is something which is simple. It is not simple. This is something which is so critically important. I ask you, wallahi, my brothers and sisters, have mercy on yourselves. Have mercy on yourself, wallahi. What can I say? What can I say, Suhan? What can I say? Why am I even saying this to Muslims? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. There are Muslims who are choosing. The Muslims who are choosing to harm Allah, who are choosing to harm the house of Allah, who are choosing to harm the people who make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then beware that a day will come when that dua will be against you. A day will come when the same dua which used to help you, the same voices which used to be raised to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, will be raised to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from you for his house. Remember, even when a mushrik made dua for the protection of the house of Allah, Allah accepted that dua. Imagine the fate when those duas will be made by those who are weak, by those who are not awliya Allah, but by those who love Allah and he knows that they love him. Imagine your fate when those voices are raised against you. I warn you, be careful. Don't make enemies with Allah. Do not go against the orders of Allah. Do not go against the house of Allah. Do not go against those who stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or beware of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to that which is beneficial from you and to help you to stay away from that which is not beneficial for you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save his house and to save those who love him from the shar of those who seek to harm his house and those who seek to harm Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.